The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This of meditation, of attention, of mindfulness for this morning. It might be useful to consider the fact that most people, most of the time, have selective attention. That there's often an unconscious process by which we select what we're going to focus on. There are hundreds of thousands of things you could focus on in the present moment, and even more if you're paying attention to things elsewhere, other times and places. But there's a lot you can notice. And somehow, the mind has choices or priorities about what it will pay attention to, what's important, what's significant. So for a variety of different reasons, people will select out in the environment different things. Some of you might have been quite aware of the sound of traffic or the rain sitting here, and that was selected out. Some of you maybe hardly were aware of it all. Perhaps your inner dialogue and conversations you were having was what was most selected of your experience, and so your mind tended to go to inner dialogue. Some of you, perhaps it was strong sensations in your body. That seemed like, obviously, I should pay attention there. But it's interesting to watch, like if there's a pain in the knee, and you know your attention is drawn there. And occasionally I've had the experience of paying attention to something like pain in my knee, and thinking, this is hard, how can I manage any longer? And then after a while, I kind of noticed that I haven't noticed it for a while. Because I've been involved in some really juicy thought. And it kind of, my mind was pulled into this thought that I was having. It seemed so important that I lost complete track of my pain until, unfortunately, I woke up from my thinking and noticed it's still there. But so the point being, we often select out of the environment. Some people select out their bodily experiences because their body takes priority. Some people, their mental world, some people, their emotional world, some people, the interpersonal, the interrelational world. The fact that we're sitting here in a group of people, for some of you, I close your eyes and you completely forget there's any people here. Other of you close your eyes and become more heightenedly aware that there's a group of people you're sitting with. And so we select out of the environments, like out of the situation, something to focus on, to pay attention to. And to begin questioning that selection process is important. To recognize that now I'm paying attention to this, and is this the best place for my attention? Is this the obvious place that I should be paying attention? If I am involved in consciously choosing what to pay attention to, where would I like my attention to go in the present moment? Is there more useful places to go? And perhaps there is. Maybe more meaningful or significant places to bring your attention to where it goes by itself. So it was raining today, and so one of the effects that the sound of the rain, the feeling of the rain has on me, is that it helps me to feel more widely aware of my body. There's something kind of a wider sense of being my body that I feel in this kind of environment. Maybe it's the slightly different atmospheric pressure or the sound, or I don't know exactly why that I feel that way. And so I find it very helpful when I meditate, when it rains, to drop in and open up to the experience of my body, more than I usually do, a kind of global wide feeling. What does it feel like here? And I'm quite capable of, you know, my attention going someplace else, but maybe it's not so useful to other places as having a way, a connection, a doorway, to feel more connected to the present moment here, to my body, to kind of relax and feel that global sense. It's nurturing, it's meaningful, it's connecting. So is there something in the present moment, some way that's nurturing, meaningful, significant, helpful, that you can select out of your environment that helps you want to be in the present moment, so that you're here more fully? Some different people, it's different things. But you might, as you go through this day today, ask yourself that question. What are you selecting on your own mind on its own? What is it selecting to focus on? Is it required that you focus on what you happen to be focusing on? Is there more useful or meaningful ways, things to select out of your environment. And there are things you can select out in the environment that help you put you more in the present moment. And put you in the present moment that's nurturing, that's nourishing, that's meaningful, that's supportive of you, than perhaps where your mind would go on its own, its own course, its own thing. So you might reflect on this stuff and see, when I'm doing walking meditation, how could I be here? What can I select out of this experience that would help me be present and nourished by this rather than struggle with it? What can you relax into in the present moment? What would help you relax, have ease, settle in here? What in the wide range of experience would help that? It's not meant to deny what you're doing already or push it away, but maybe I like to think of it as expanding, to realize there's more going on than you thought, and perhaps you can take in part of that greater range in a way that's useful for you. So I hope you enjoy your morning.